Isle of, what are you having?
Can I please have cod, chips, mushy peas and curry sauce, please?
I'll have a portion of chips, please.
Salt and vinegar?
Yes, please.
On both, yeah? Yeah.
Hi, I'm Becky Jones, and I'm the founder of a company called Bectio. I'm basically building games for mixed reality headsets, and I'm originally from Southport, so I've recently come back here to start my business.
My name is John Blenkinsop. I am from Synthetic Worlds, and I love VR. I'm self-taught individual doing 3D and Unreal 4, and I first learned by recreating my room and recreating all the old consoles I used to use, get three screens around me, get a tutorial on one, and then the program on the other, and say, how am I going to do this? Because I want to create worlds for other people to experience.
I was in London for a few years, and it was really great being there. I mean, there's lots going on in the immersive community there, but being from Southport, it's quite nice to sort of get some headspace, be able to walk along the coastal road and think about like different worlds that we could create. It gives me a bit of space to think.
How's that fish tail?
And now we are in the Dolphin Fish and Chip Shop, which has been going since the 1950s. And we're here because you suggested that, you know, we've got Silicon Valley in California, we've got Silicon Roundabout in London. What might we have in Southport?
Silicon Chip Shop, for sure. Well, what was amazing was I actually went to an event in Liverpool. I was talking to some of the people and I was like, oh, where are you based? And they were like, oh, in Southport. And I was like, wow, really? That's where I am. So, you know, we're all traveling into like Liverpool and Manchester to talk about things, but actually there's so much going on here where we're building worlds and creating immersive experiences right here in Southport.
How many organisations are here?
The company that I came across at that point in time was Immersive Interactive. So they're doing these sort of immersive spaces for teaching and things like that and well-being. There's the guy who's created this 6 degrees of freedom mouse, which would be really great in virtual reality. And he's based here in Southport, John from Synthetic Worlds, and also, well, and myself from, you know, Bectio, but I was talking to the guys from Draw & Code as well. Even though their company's based in Liverpool, a couple of the founders actually went to KGV and that's where they met, so King George V College here in Southport, which I went to as well, so it's quite a good mix of people who are doing things.
You're from Southport.
From Southport.
Do you think that there are a lot of people here who are like you, basically working away in their bedrooms, creating stuff with new technology?
Every day and everywhere there are people like that. It's the people I went to college and university with that live here. Living here, you have to go and make it yourself by approaching companies and asking them, I think this could be really good for your business, actually. But they have amazing talents.
I spent a lot of time doing the same, actually, sort of locked in my bedroom, imagining the things that we can create. I actually think possibly it's the weather here, with it being so rainy, that you spend quite a lot of time indoors, which actually I think is a nice parallel to Seattle, which I went to last year, where there's a lot of like innovation coming from there. And, you know, you see this sort of like burgeoning tech scene, and it's really big because it's a big city. But here we've got lots of people who are just coming up with ideas and being quite entrepreneurial. And I think it's an interesting one really with Southport in particular, because when I was growing up there was a lot of focus on medical tech, so I was kind of pushed a little bit more towards that just because there was a lot of focus on that in the schools. But actually I was really interested in art and computing, and I didn't quite join the dots until I was a little bit older, so it's been nice to come back here and to find others who are doing that as well.
That fish takes what, about five minutes?
Yeah, 5 minutes.
And then the chips take how long? 2 minutes?
A minute. Just to heat
a minute.
Up. Yeah, just to
so
heat up.
So they're cooked, they just need a bit of a... Oh, I see.
Well, they'll be good. Yeah.
Best chips in Southport.
Best chips in Southport.
So these two work in technology,
yeah.
and they are saying that, you know, you've heard of Silicon Valley, haven't you, in California?
Yeah.
You haven't heard of Silicon Valley? Have you heard of Silicon Valley?
Never heard of it.
Have you?
I've heard of silicons, but I thought that was in your implants.
Where do you both think this industry will be in Liverpool city region? Where do you think that will be in maybe a couple of years' time?
I predict it will be normal for people to have that conversation about VR anymore. When you're buying a flat, they'll be like, oh, check it out in VR. When you're buying some carpets, check it out in VR. It'll just be like using a phone.
Around this region, we've got like an amazing heritage in games. So I actually see a lot of the people who've been like building worlds for many years in the games industry, them kind of moving more to VR and AR. And I think that we'll see many more kind of amazing games coming out of this space from the Northwest. That's what I kind of predict.